views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie and Sky.
That's me and her.
Me and him. No, it's me and him.
There you go.
So listen, let's talk
Raise
about-
your hands if you're getting ready for Halloween.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
I love Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays.
Yeah?
Yeah. Does anybody out there know the big deal about Halloween? Do you know?
The big deal other than the costumes.
Oh, yeah.
And getting free candy.
The old
version.
Meaning of Halloween.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, what is Halloween called? What was it called?
St. Halloween.
No.
St. Hollow.
All Hallows Eve. That's what it was originally.
All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
All right, elaborate, Lucy.
Okay, Ricky. This is what it meant. Halloween night is when all souls that have crossed over are allowed to come back to Earth. That one day, be them good souls, be them bad souls, they're allowed to come back to Earth that one day. Unfortunately, we have to deny that because we get to talk to them all the time.
But
it's a legend. It's the legend of Halloween, and it came about because of, I guess, All Souls Day, which is like November 4th. In the Catholic religion, there's All Souls Day, just like you have Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
You pray for the dead.
Right.
Well, I believe
Yom Kippur, but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Pardon me. So, like, we have, I think it's November 4th. Don't hold me to that date. Not sure, but it's around that time that the priests go into all the cemeteries and they bless all the graves and we pray for the dead. But Halloween, I guess it used to be on Hallows Eve, All Hallows Eve, where they prayed to the dead and they had like processions in the streets. And that was the one day that God said it was okay for all the spirits to come down, even though it's legend, because we know that they're with us all the time. That has been proven. So we are debunking the code. This is like the Jesus code. We're debunking the Halloween code.
It's like everybody's being resurrected?
No.
The day of resurrection?
Well, the resurrection day is different.
Why? They're coming back from the dead.
I know, but they come back from the dead to me every day.
No, but we're talking about what you're talking about.
Okay, so All Hallows Eve is when, actually, now this is the truth. Now, this gets a little complicated.
Yeah, before she was just BSing us.
Yeah.
Now she's telling
us
the truth.
Now I'm going to tell you the real truth. Now, don't get scared. You could meet someone in the street, and this is the truth, because I have met.
I could vouch for that, because I've met people in the street.
Yes, I have. I lived there once. No.
So go ahead.
So you could meet somebody in the street that has, like, funny gaze to them, and that could be a dead person. Did you know that?
Funny gaze? So?
Like, you know, like you have this weird look about you,
yeah.
Or you have like a gaze or a stare,
uh-huh.
Or somebody that looks right through you. You feel like that feeling that somebody looks right through you.
I thought that was Boris Karloff.
They're not a vampire. They're not vampires.
Oh, okay.
They're actually the night that they can return to a body, or what would appear to us as a body. They're image of what they look like on Earth, but I've only seen that once. And
what do you make of Mischief Night, the night before
Halloween? I think that's ridiculous. It's a pain in my neck.
I mean, no, I know that, but you know the deep meaning with Halloween. But What's with Mischief Night that they that people have to vandalize?
I don't know, because there's really...
Are those the bad spirit days or
no,
something?
No, no. I think those are just the bad kids.
Yeah.
Who want to just toilet paper your house up. But All Hallows Eve, which is Halloween night, is when spirits can take body and walk the streets with us.
So the moral of the story is you're not allowed to
fall asleep.
You're not allowed to fall asleep on Halloween because there might be another spirit overtaking your body.
How do you feel on Halloween? Do you feel like freaky?
No, I feel really good. I'm like usually I'm in a very playful, joyous
so
mood.
Am I.
Because I like to see all the kids. I love to see the kids dressed up.
Oh, so do I.
And I think it's a wonderful thing that the malls, open themselves up so that the kids can go from store to store and go trick-or-treating.
I know. I love that.
Rather than,
I love that.
I mean, personally, for me, when I was a kid, the best time was definitely going from door to door and running as fast as you can to get as much candy as you can.
Right.
And it was the best. I just loved it, and seeing all the kids in their costume, and
it was great. It's a great time for kids, but the literal meaning is not so nice.
The literal meaning of
it's All Hallows Eve. It's when the souls can return to bodies and walk the earth again.
It's just a legend.
It's not a legend in your own mind.
That's it. It's just something that somebody created and it caught on for whatever.
Right. That's exactly right.
Stupid, so moronic reason.
So if any idiot tells you that, like me, just tell them they're full of it, because spirit never leaves us, folks. Believe it or not, your loved ones are always with you at all times. Now, this is the freaky part. This is the truthful freaky part.
All right, we're back to telling more truths.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Is the truth. I don't exactly know how this works.
That's the truth.
That is the God's honest truth. Because they could be with me and they could be with somebody else at the same time. Now, go figure that one out.
It's called being very talented. It's called I'm beside myself.
Very funny.
And you know how much that could hurt.
Yeah. No. But you know what I'm saying? Like, spirit could be with you and spirit could be with me. We could be in two different places and it could be the same spirit.
I get it. I understand that.
I don't understand it. It's making my head explode.
It's just the way spirituality works.
I know.
My whole concept of spirituality is it's boundless. Spirituality is limitless.
I can't wait to get there. Oh,
it is. It's boundless. It's limitless. Everything and anything is possible.
Wow.
It's unconditional love. I mean, it's...
And we cry for the dead. Meanwhile, they have...
And then we're afraid to go over there.
Right.
And then we cry like, oh, are they okay? Are they still in pain? You want to know something? Let me give you a perfect example how every single person you ever love and you're worried, are they still in pain? Are they still hurting? What happened? And you know they're asleep, right? You know for a fact they're asleep, all right? Or they're not really asleep, but they're out of body, all right? It's an out-of-body experience, only it's for a lifetime.
Right.
So here they are. They're out of the body. Now picture this. When you go in surgery, all right, you put somebody into sleep so they don't feel any pain whatsoever.
Right. That's good.
So picture this for a lifetime. All right. So even when somebody has a heart condition or cancer or I don't know, whatever, say muscle surgery or bone surgery they have to have or whatever, they don't feel any pain when you're down under because you're sleeping. The whole purpose of anesthesia is so you go into sleep so you don't feel any pain. So when you pass away, you're in that sleep state away from your body. And so therefore, you no longer feel any physical pain.
But then you wake up.
And
you wake up.
In the spiritual world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's amazing up there.
Yes.
It is so, I've heard
stories. But it's instantaneously. You're awoken.
You open your eyes.
Right. You open your eyes and you're over on the other side.
Exactly.
Separated from your body. And how many times did people say that, you know, like they had an outer body experience and they're actually watching the people work on them.
Yes.
The operating room and knows exactly where what everyone said, where everyone was sitting. And while they're being operated on, it's like there's no pain. The pain comes back when the anesthesia works off and their soul goes right back into the physical body and they go, oh, God, then you're awake. That's when you're in pain. But when you leave the body, no pain.
No pain.
That's it.
And all gain.
Goodbye.
It's so nice over there. You know, I was sitting on my couch the other day, and I was thinking of my son. And then I realized my grandmother is with him. Oh, my God. And I was, and I, believe me, we're all guilty of the same thing. I'm saying, I hope he's all right. I hope he's not, you know, I hope he's having a great time. And I always tell him, Mike, do everything.
Call me when you get there.
Do everything that you couldn't do here. Yeah. Mike, go have a blast. You don't have to hang around me if you don't want to. Go have fun. Go all over the world. Go everywhere. Do every single thing. And they can do it, you know. They really can. But they're having so much fun in heaven or that other place where they live where they do come to stay with us because I guess they miss us in some way.
They're also to console us.
Oh, yeah. To help us.
And to help us in our life.
Yeah. My poor son had some job of healing me, let me tell you. He must be laughing at me right now because he had so many problems healing me. I used to sit outside on my porch crying, and I was in a state of, I want him back. I don't give a darn. I want him back right this minute. I don't care about anything else. And then I hear, Ma, you know the deal. I can't come back, but I'm here. Please believe I'm here. And when you're in that kind of an emotional state, you don't want to hear anything. But I used to hear him tell me, Mom, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm right here, Mom. I'm great.
See, I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about myself. Right. All right, everybody, listen up. Sky and I, we got to go for a little break. And if anybody wants to call in, 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. So give us a call, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
WBLQ.
You're
And there you have it, everybody. You got the Bay City Rollers to kick you off.
Listen, that's a really upbeat.
Upbeat, fun song.
Yes, it is.
And they don't make songs like as far as upbeat and fun like that as much. There's very far and few in between.
It's always about doom and gloom and monster music. What is that?
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of that. So we were talking about Halloween, and today I had to go into Lowe's, which is like a Home Depot, and I get there, and I had I was picking up a power washer, and while I was there, I'm looking around, and they already got Christmas stuff out.
Oh, please, I am so
and
disgusted.
I'm so sick and disgusted that they're commercializing Christmas that much, that far in advance.
Not only that,
it's
can
ridiculous.
We just live our lives day by day? Do we
just
have to
be in the
moment because of money? I'm so sick of that.
It really is. It's a pain in the ass. And I'm looking, I said,
it's short enough.
They already have, they have the Christmas they have the Halloween decorations, which is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, they have these old big blow up things and, scary googly gobbly stuff, which is fun to watch and look at. And then they got the Thanksgiving stuff and the fall stuff. Let us just enjoy that without throwing Christmas into it. Like, they can't wait until like Thanksgiving. I mean, I remember back in the day, it was right before Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving. That's when they would start to really push for Christmas.
Exactly.
Which is normal and cool, but not in August.
Could you imagine?
Seriously.
This is like the beginning of October.
Yeah.
And what are we doing? We're looking at Christmas stuff? I feel like life
October,
is short
September,
enough. Life is short
September,
enough.
September, October, November. Oh, my God.
Why are we rushing
November,
life?
Like 2.5-3 months in advance. It's like, oh, my God.
Why are we rushing life? Is that some kind of a subliminal message that we're getting from marketers?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's an overkill. And I feel like a lot of people feel the same. Now, there are some people who keep their Christmas decorations, all you Italians out there, keep your Christmas decorations up all year round. And I got to admit, I am a big fan of restaurants or stores, like where it's a little on the dark side, mostly restaurants, and they have those little white Christmas lights.
I love those.
That's like decorative.
That's ambiance.
It's ambiance, right. It's not, you don't look at it like it, it's classy looking. It's serene looking.
Okay, I got one better.
Beautiful.
My decks outside. Don't I have
the
rope lighting?
Yeah, she has the rope light. Right, same difference.
Yeah.
Same difference. And it's really, really cool.
It is. But that's not Christmas decorations. I use that in the summertime. But I want to tell you something. Every store I go into now, and in big box stores, they're pushing Christmas. It's October.
Yeah.
Look, guys, I could really understand you wanting to be prepared for the holidays and not wanting to have to spend lots and lots of money all in one month. But with the luxury of the internet today and the buys you can get on the internet today, nobody has to go without a Christmas present, and nobody has to wait till the 11th hour. Because, let's face it, we could all buy stuff on eBay, we could all buy stuff on Amazon, have it delivered right to the door. Some places even wrap the presents for you. Honestly.
I know, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah, UPS and FedEx have got to be loving it. Their stocks are like going through the roof.
They get it, yes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I have UPS stuff.
Huh?
I have UPS stock, and it goes crazy this time of year.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my husband loves it. And then in June, it goes all the way down and cries.
Uh-huh. Well, then this is when you buy right before the holidays. Let it go up.
You buy in the summer.
In the summer?
In the summer. And then in the wintertime, you see it go up. And then in the spring and summer, it goes down.
In the summertime, when the weather gets fine.
Mungo Jerry.
There you go.
We
just broke out into
song.
Into song.
That's by Mungo Jerry.
There you go. He knows it. Watch. He'll be playing that song. Ryan will be playing that song.
What's the name of that? I forgot.
Mungo Jerry.
Mungo Jerry. That's
there
right.
You go. Why not?
You know that.
Tell me.
It was him, Ray Dorsey. Let me chime in for a minute and say that it was Ray Dorsey on guitar. They had a guy blowing into the bottle or the jug. And it was like a jug band.
Very cool.
I love it. And I'm going to find it right now. You just gave me an idea. Thank you, guys.
I want to tell you something. And this I only found out because I watched a movie. Mongo happens to be a Scottish name.
Really?
Yes. You would think it's like one of those crazy made-up names?
No, Mongo, I would think it's like Moroccan, Jamaican.
Or Jamaican.
Or African or something.
It's actually Scottish.
Wow.
Yes. You know how I knew that?
How did you know that?
Because I watched The Maid of Honor with Patrick Dempsey, who was my all-time hotsy-totsy. He's so gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And his name was Mongo?
Yes, the father's name was Mongo.
Wow.
Yes.
When I think of Mongo, I think of a monkey. Mongoose. I think of the great apes. You know?
Do you remember when we went to Rhode Island?
No.
And you don't give me a hard time, Ricky.
Don't remember 2 weeks ago. Go ahead.
Do you remember when Richie stood by the chimp and took a picture? I have that picture with you and the horse. So,
this is amazing. You know, Sky and I and Richie, we went to Rhode Island a couple of weeks ago, and we went to this antique place.
Oh, my God.
When I tell you, this place was beyond amazing.
Oh, my God.
They had, like, these figurines that were life-size, larger than life-size, of these lions and apes. And they had this one horse. I almost wanted to buy it for that. It's, like, ginormous. Strong, what was that, copper horse? It was all black. It was a black stallion. And the strength, and you could see the way it was carved with the muscles of the body and of the legs. And, I mean, the sucker must have stood about, what, 8, 9
11,
feet tall?
11
feet tall.
Sure, even more, because you and Richie look like two little kids next to
you. Really. Yeah, honestly. I mean, this stallion horse that they had was beyond magnificent.
I almost bought it.
And, oh, my God, you would have been my heroine. I swear to God, I just love looking at that. It's so strong, so beautiful, so powerful, so strong.
So we took pictures with it.
Right. She didn't want to spend $15,000.
She originally wanted $25,000, and then she said she was going to do me a favor and give it to me for $15,000. Yes. What a bargain.
Oh, wow.
Give me two.
I'm telling you, somebody would want to to buy it from you. I'm telling you, you would have been able to make a lot of money.
I know.
Come on, you live in horse farm country.
I know. It was a beautiful. But they also had a lifelike statue made of bronze of a gorilla. So my husband, of course, went
King Kong.
Right. He went over to him and put his arm around him, and I took a picture. And I swear, it looks like his brother.
Identical twins.
Yes. I didn't know you had a twin, babe.
There you go. All right. Listen up, everybody. We got to go to a break. So Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Hey, listen, if anybody wants a private reading from Sky, just give her a call at 908-500-1474. And if anybody wants a reading from myself, just call 877-ANGEL-02. And both of us will be more than happy to do a private reading for you. And we're just as accurate over the phone as we are in person, and we're both in New Jersey and loving it.
Yes.
So with the exception of the taxes in New Jersey, yeah. I happen to be a big fan of New Jersey.
I love New Jersey. There's nothing you can't do here. There's everything you can do here.
You have everything. You have all the four seasons, which I know a lot of people don't like the cold weather, blah, 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 blah. I understand it.
And I love it.
But you got, you know, in New Jersey, you have the beaches, you have Atlantic City,
yep.
You have the mountains to go skiing,
right.
You have the changes of the season with the leaves and all.
Yes.
You know, you got everything. You're close to New York City.
You're pumpkin picking.
You know, you're pumpkin picking. You do everything, everything.
You also have theater.
You have lots of theater. You have lots of malls. You got more restaurants than God only knows.
Ah, forget it.
You know, so as far as variety.
And a lot of celebs come from New Jersey.
A lot of celebs come from New Jersey. And people don't realize how drop-dead gorgeous New Jersey is.
Yes.
If you went to the way south of Jersey or you traveled certain parts of central Jersey, but particularly northwest Jersey, It is absolutely stunning and drop-dead gorgeous.
It is, really.
And, you know, there are mansions. There's gorgeous, gorgeous mansions.
I'll give you another piece of trivia. Jacqueline Kennedy lived in Bedminster.
Yes, she did.
New Jersey.
I know
she had her horse farm there where she used to go and get away from the president while he committed adultery.
Really?
Yes.
So her knowingly during that time.
Yes.
So she could.
She didn't have to be pushed in her face.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, that is sad.
I know. But they also had a magnificent estate up there. So, I mean, you know, and she did love him very much.
And Meryl Streep grew up in Bernardsville, which is right next door to Basking.
Really?
Bedminster.
I didn't even know she came from Jersey.
Yeah, she graduated high school.
Really?
Yes.
She was also one of my very favorite actresses. I love Meryl Streep.
That's why I said it, yeah.
And I know that Diane Keaton is also one of my very favorite actresses, but she grew up in California.
And Costello from Abbott and Costello, the short puppy, came from Clifton.
Patterson,
New Jersey, right.
Right, I know.
And then you have Old Blue Eyes.
He comes Frank from Sinatra. Union, doesn't he?
And then you have Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman.
There you go.
There you go. Very famous people.
All the greats come from
New Jersey. Sure, we pay sky-high taxes.
That's all right.
But that goes with the territory.
That's right. Sure, we don't get paid well, but who cares? We're from Jersey.
So what if we're in a deficit?
Who cares?
It's just another number thrown on top of the pile.
We're from Jersey.
There you go. You know, it's something a lot of people who are from out of Jersey who try to imitate Jerseyans, they don't do a good job.
Suck.
Yeah, they overly exaggerate. Joyzy.
We don't say Joyzy. We say Jersey.
Yeah, unless if you're from the extreme northeast of New Jersey, like Hoboken or Jersey City or, you know, Weehawken. Around there, they have that accent. They have that show. But the other ones, like Southern Jersey has this totally different dialect.
They have a twang.
I don't know if I want to call it a twang, but they definitely Earl.
So. They have that aw pronunciation. Aw.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, but anytime somebody tries to imitate Jerseyans,
I hate it.
You're not imitating us.
I know.
It's like.
And how about when you go out of Jersey, everybody says, "Oh, you're from New York, aren't you?" Yeah. They say that to you too.
Yeah, they say that to me. They assume New York.
You're a Jersey boy, right?
Yeah, I'm a Jersey boy, but they also say you're Italian. And I said I'm Jewish, but it's weird. I don't say no. I'm Polish, Romanian. You know, I do and I don't.
Are
that's what I'm out. Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yes, you did, because I told you 800
right.
million times.
That's
and you right. said, oh, Richie's Romanian.
That's
Romanian.
Right. Richie's Romanian. My husband's Romanian.
There you go. The only thing I like about them is their lettuce.
A Romanian lettuce. I love it.
Romaine lettuce. It's like, how did they get that? How did the Romanians
I have
get
they had the seeds.
Get it. You know, the romaine lettuce. You have French onion soup, French fries, French kiss.
And you get the lettuce.
And you get that's right. You get a pack of rabbits. They all love you. And they're multiplying.
The Romanians get the lettuce. I love it. Oh my God.
And the Polish people get all the butt of the jokes.
This is true. This is true. And that's not fair.
If I'm not mistaken, I think spaghetti was actually originated in China.
Japan. Well, China. You're
China,
right.
Not in Italy.
Right.
So I don't know how Italians
got
it. Yeah, not Italian. She only acts like Italian.
I come from
she
Brooklyn.
Talks with
I'm
attitude.
Raised with Italians all my life.
You know what?
I can't help it.
I have a lot of these people have, I'm sure I've heard of Barbara Mackey.
Yeah.
All right. She's a very good, you know, she's a friend of mine, psychic medium also.
Yes.
She is, and I tell her, she is the single most looking Jewish, non-Jewish friend I've ever met in my life.
Is she Jewish?
Not Jewish. She's not Jewish. But I don't know anyone who portrays Jewish as much as her, and she's not even Jewish. She has the look. She has the attitude. And I said, of all my non-Jewish friends, you are the most Jewish-looking person I've ever
and
seen in my life.
And she throws the guilt.
You are, and throws the guilt. And it's unbelievable. And, you know, again, very talented. Barbara Mackey, check her out. And every now and again, you know, and she's a scorpion. So her personality is like she's just cutthroat. She'll just go for you at the jugulars.
Yes.
She has no filter.
Right.
And you want to know something? I could take a person that has no filter so long as it's only in moments.
Yes.
Like, you know, I can't constantly hang out with somebody who's that crude because of my father. Because my father had, like, no filter. He was Archie Bunker. That was my father. He was purely Archie Bunker. And but when I'm with people who just basically have no – what says that? No conscious.
Yeah.
No conscious. And they just rip it and rip it and rip it right into the other person because – In moments,
she's
I can take it. Yeah.
How does she do that and still stay
the same way we do? What do you mean, how does she
no,
do
I'm
it?
Saying, like, how could she be that blunt and that rude to so many people?
Oh, my God, she is.
Really?
Oh, my God. She's like Sylvia Brown almost.
Well,
and that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's that ultra, but she's damn close to it. I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah. Sylvia Brown, I'm sorry. She is just
Sorry to say that.
Yeah. Even though she's in the spiritual world, I'm sorry. I just don't respect the lady.
I don't respect her either. On television, she told a mother and a father who was looking for their child that a black man abducted him and he was dead. 3 days later, that kid was found. He was abducted by a white man and he was very alive. If you're a medium and you're putting yourself out there, you better be 100% correct or you better keep your mouth shut. Because people like that give us a bad name.
Right. Yeah. And it's really unfortunate that because, you know, if you're going to go to a really, if you want to find a really good psychic, I mean, we have, Sky and I, we really do. We have a very good reputation.
Yes.
But say outside of us and you wanted to see a psychic by you locally or whatever, it's very important, I think, to try to go to somebody through referral, somebody who's had a very positive experience.
Absolutely.
And that's your best way. And I'm not a big fan of, well, I don't want to badmouth anybody, but I'm not a big fan of people who try to take advantage of people who are vulnerable or manipulate people.
That's criminal.
And they know that you're going there because, you know, a lot of times you're hurting because you lost somebody or your love life. And so, of course, a lot of people say, oh, there's a curse. We never say there's a curse.
Never.
We might pick up like, oh, you feel like you have a dark cloud over you and stuff. You like, you feel like you have this energy, but it's all self-propelled. It's all within your own mind.
That's all it is. Terminology.
And it's not that somebody put a curse on you. It's just because you've had some not so good luck, you feel like, eh. Right. But stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org and we'll see you there.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
There are places I remember all my life.
Great, great performance. I can't thank John for coming down from the heavens just to bless us with his beautiful song. And what a gorgeous gift he was to human mankind, the Beatles.
He was a gift.
I mean, truly, between him and Paul McCartney and the songs that they wrote. And, I mean, not to take anything away from George and Ringo. But I mean, what a blessing. They were way ahead of our time. And to teach us about love and to do it in a beautiful way with songs. And yet so many political people were very, they were threatened by them, you know, anything that went against the movement, the code. You know, and here you had these beautiful people singing these songs and stretching people, you know, beyond what we were molded to be. And they were opening up all these other doors. And oh my God, it was
phenomenal.
And the variety of the Beatles and their songs is just.
And their styles.
Their styles and their meanings within their songs. And
they grew so
it was
much.
Great, you know.
They elevated.
You know what? When you listen to particular people, I'll just say, you know, he's a dynamite performer, taking nothing away from him. Bruce Springsteen, you hear a Bruce Springsteen song, it sounds like Bruce Springsteen. Every song is a very strong same element. It's different songs, all right? But you listen to the Beatles, it's such a variety.
Right.
Such a variety of choices that you get from the Beatles. And it's amazing how diversified they are in how they portray themselves. And even the same with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, again, you could tell with Michael Jackson, a lot of great songs. But you knew Michael Jackson was Michael Jackson was Michael Jackson and stuff. But, oh, my God. I mean, how many bands are like the Beatles where, you know, it's such diversification. What a blessing.
It was amazing. They were so amazing. And to live through that generation.
Oh, my God.
During our generation.
Yeah. During the time of massive changes.
Oh, my God. Massive changes. I mean, we didn't even have music videos back then, right?
I just want everyone to know that if you want to see a movie that has one dynamite song after another, if you like the Beatles era songs and the old classic stuff, you need to see Pirate Radio. The songs on there are going to blow you away of all the old songs.
Really?
Yeah, with Marvin Gaye and a whole bunch of others. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Songs that you haven't heard in a long time. Listen to Pirate Radio. It's a great story. It's a true story. It's based on a true story where they try to play rock and roll, and it wasn't accepted in America at the time, and England didn't want it. So what they did was they literally sent a ship into international waters, and they played their music –
on the ship, and neither country could touch them because they were in neutral zone.
Really?
And so it got to a point where they had more listeners than any other radio station in both the countries.
That
from pirate
amazing.
Radio. And that's a true story. And of course, there's a love story to it
that's
and stuff
beautiful.
Like that.
That is great trivia.
And yeah. And then, of course, England changed their laws.
Yeah.
And they ended up sinking the ship or sinking the whole process. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were becoming bigger than life. They were. And it's called pirate radio.
Yes,
so
I
definitely
love the name. It's so intriguing.
Yeah, it is. And when I tell you every single song there, you're going to love. It's just
amazing.
Phenomenal. So it's great.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful story. And it's a true story, folks.
Yeah, it is. It's a true story.
We're almost done with the show.
I know. I can't believe it. Listen, I just want everybody to know that, you know, if for some reason you feel it emotionally necessary to get answers, to try to figure out your life, or if you need answers from the dearly departed from the other side, loved ones who we
yes.
miss dearly,
very much
and you
so.
Need solid answers, you can call Sky and I,
yes.
and we'll be more than happy to try to connect to you.
Yes.
And we do charge for our service, just want you to know. And we you can get a recording. And if you want Sky to read for you, just call her at 908-500-1474. And if you want to reach me, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 and go to Artie Hoffman, and you can check out my YouTube videos. And you'll see, you're going to maybe learn something there, I'm telling you.
Or maybe you'll enjoy just reminiscing with your loved ones from beyond. You know, there's going to be a day when we all, it's going to be so natural for us to do this, that we're going to be able to sit in our living rooms and correspond with the dead. You know that, right? And you know who says all that? And this is so true. His name's Dolores. Oh, gosh. Her name is Dolores.
Something or another.
It starts with a C. Connolly. Dolores Cummings. Dolores Connolly. She has gone beyond the psyche and hypnotized people beyond the psyche. That's a whole show that we have to do.
All right, then we'll check that out.
Yeah, we're going to have to check that
out.
All
right, everybody, we have to wrap up now, and I hope you enjoyed our show. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with lots of love, happiness, health, and prosperity for you and your family. And don't ever stop asking the Holy Spirit and the angels for their assistance. Keep on communicating to your loved ones who you miss dearly, who are
yes.
deceased. They do hear you. And if you want to have a relationship with them, write them a letter. It's very healing for you. And I'm telling you, they're reading it in that moment. After you write that letter to them,
yes.
Burn it and let the smoke signals go to heaven.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Listen, folks, it's been another great week with you. We appreciate all of our listeners.
And
don't forget, we're here for them.
That's right.
That's right, Ricky.
That's right, Lucy. All right, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.